Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant, and we have an exciting show for you. We're with the NFL Draft guru, Justin Van Vulpen, and if you know the draft and you know the work that Justin puts into this thing, and we are 7 days, 10 hours, 29 minutes, 27 seconds, 26 seconds before things get started in the city of Philadelphia for the 2017 draft. And Justin's going to break down the quarterbacks of this particular class. But with that said, Justin, always a great time talking to you. I love to get your expertise on the subject and what these guys bring to the table. But let's get into it quickly. I mean, what are your thoughts initially when you look at this quarterback class?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, it's the uncertainty, you know, in regards to everybody's got a different opinion of who the top guy is, or maybe, you know, kind of what the order of kind of the top five, you know, top six, you know, players in here. So I think that's the intriguing part is regards to, in the past, it's, you know, they've kind of, guys have separated themselves. We saw last year Goff and Wentz, you know, were clearly kind of going into it was, you know, the number one and number two, you know, quarterback. And you knew one they were going to go in that order. You just didn't know which one was going to go first or second there. Here you've got, you know, Trubisky and Watson and Mahomes and Kaiser and Davis Webb, and you know, and those, and that's, I think that's the biggest intrigue in this draft class is that you don't know who's going to be really that first quarterback off the board and how high they're going to go and how many are going to go in the first round. So it's going to be an interesting thing in Philadelphia in a week.
Definitely. And if you, I mean, you know, I still think we see at least three quarterbacks in the first round. Your thoughts there? I mean, I know it's a defensive heavy round, and you know, if you kind of take the skill part, and everybody loves skill positions, but you know, when you look at most of the GMs out there, they really do like to go in the trenches between, you know, defensive linemen and offensive linemen, and there's definitely some talented defensive guys out there. But what are your thoughts? I mean, over, under, I mean, do you think there's three? Do you think there's one, maybe four? How many quarterbacks do you think you go next Thursday?
I think, you know, possibly four, but I think you're probably right there on three there. But when you look at it in regards to supply and demand, I mean, it's the standpoint of there's a lot of teams that need quarterbacks, and there's probably, you know, four guys that could get drafted in the first round. So I think as we get closer here in this week, everybody's going to kind of get pushed up, you know, because people are talking, hey, I mean, the Bears could take a quarterback at number three. I mean, that's a real possibility there, even though they signed, you know, a free agent there in Mike Glennon to a decent-sized contract. But when you're talking about a first round, you also have to think about the economics of the standpoint there. And you also, you're not paying as high as you're going to pay, you know, a free agent. And then you also get the option of getting that fifth-year option where you really can control that quarterback for 5 years. You know, if you take them the first round, you take them the second round, you only get them for 4 years because you don't have that fifth-year option there. So you could see some of these teams that need, like the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, the New York Giants, teams that are down in the first round, you know, go ahead and take a quarterback because of that fifth-year option and really that kind of being able to hold a guy and let him sit, you know, behind a Roethlisberger or Manning, you know, for a couple of the years until those guys kind of move on and they're able to, you know, then get their quarterback of the future already.
Awesome stuff. Analysis like you get nowhere else. Justin Van Vulpen breaking it down. Great analogy of that too, man. I mean, breaking down the years and really kind of getting into the depth of, you know, the intertwining things of, you know, teams could look at that fifth-year option. I mean, again, there's so much goes into it. I'm glad you brought that up. That was excellent. So with that said, we kind of have an idea of who or how many quarterbacks we're going to go in round one. So let's kind of get into the top five quarterbacks that, you know, overall that you kind of are going to, you know, kind of envision being, you know, the guys at the next level.
Yeah, I mean, at number one, I think it's Mitchell Trubisky there out of North Carolina. Now, a lot of people are concerned that he was only a one-year starter there, but when you talk about a guy who's got prototypical size, arm strength, accuracy, you know, there, and when you're looking to kind of build that, you know, quarterback, NFL quarterback, he's got everything, you know, there and kind of fits that part there. Is he raw? Does he need some development and different things like that yet? Is he to the level of where maybe a Carson Wentz was, you know, last year? No, but I think he's a guy who's probably going to be that first quarterback off the board. Could be a top five guy, could be, you know, a top 15 guy. Again, depends on how everything, you know, plays out there, but I think he's that number one quarterback there. And then, you know, kind of when you, you know, drop down there, I think, you know, Deshaun Watson out of Clemson, you know, a guy who people are concerned a little bit with his arm strength, you know, and as far as accuracy. But again, in the big games, you know, he's then, you know, shines high, you know, there. Obviously, in the last two national championship games there, when the lights are bright, you know, Deshaun Watson really goes on there. And again, I think he's in that same discussion. Could he go six to the Jets? You know, possibly, you know, there. So I think those are the two guys I think people really expect to go in the first round, you know, and I think that they will. And again, those guys, if those guys go high, now we talk about, hey, maybe getting four quarterbacks in the first round. And the guy that I like, number three, and I think a lot of people are saying, oh, hey, he's really young. He's a redshirt sophomore coming out of Notre Dame. But again, you talk about, you know, the prototypical, you know, 6'4", 235 pounds, you know, big, strong, physical guy there, you know, and Deshaun Kizer, again, he's raw, he's young, he should have went back to Notre Dame for, you know, his redshirt junior year there and could have been, you know, really, you know, helped himself there, but he decides to come out there, and I think that's when you're talking about a team, you know, like the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, or the New York Giants are like, hey, we've got, you know, Roethlisberger and Manning, you know, here. Let's go ahead and take Kizer in the first round because, again, like we talked about earlier, we've got the fifth-year option on him. So we could control his contract for 5 years, and we know most likely Roethlisberger and Manning are going to be done in that next five-year window. We can kind of go what the Green Bay Packers were able to do there with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, just that seamless transition of continuous to winning there. And fourth, you know, kind of in my thought, it's Pat Mahomes there out of Texas Tech. Now, a lot of people are saying, hey, maybe he's the number two quarterback. I mean, he's a guy who's, you know, been a really late riser, got a live arm, probably the best arm in this draft class. But again, he's coming from kind of really called a system, you know, quarterback there. A lot of people are like, okay, hey, is this guy, you know, is he just a system guy? Can he get under center? Can he take from the spread and really be kind of that prototypical NFL quarterback in the pocket, play action, you know, get read, 1-2-3. You know, a lot of people are like, hey, is he Johnny Manziel, you know, without the off-the-field baggage in regards to, hey, he's kind of a run-around type guy and kind of make plays there. So, you know, I think he's a guy who, you know, a lot of people are saying, hey, he's probably you know, a first-round guy there, you know, kind of, you know, plays it out there. And I think that this quarterback, you know, it's kind of consensus is Davis Webb there out of Cal. Again, he's a guy who's had a lot of success, you know, was there at Texas Tech and left because of, you know, Pat Mahomes, you know, had played so well there. So, but again, a lot of people like him. And again, I think once you get past those first four, there's a huge drop-off in regards to what people are saying in regards to the upside of those guys. So I think, you know, three, you know, I think two for sure were getting drafted in the first round, most likely three, and at the end of the day, possibly, you know, four go on that first night there in Philadelphia.
Nice. And, I mean, and when you look at these guys and, you know, and it that's, I think, the intriguing part because we see some of the franchise quarterbacks, like you mentioned, Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, Eli Manning, the names that we've become accustomed to seeing, you know, do teams kind of, you know, roll the dice and kind of say, hey, this guy's possibly the guy of the future. I think it makes, obviously, the draft's always great, Justin, but, you know, to think to go into round one and just say, you know, the end of, you know, Thursday night and just say, you know, the Giants, the Steelers or the Saints possibly, you know, would take these quarterbacks. How much of a conundrum would it be for these teams? Like, you know, just say if Cleveland neglects it, the 49ers neglect it, these teams that are needy of QBs, I mean, that really puts them on pins and needles kind of on day two going on the Friday night, right?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, again, I think that's where, you know, you might see somebody kind of, you know, the Bears or you know, the Cleveland, like you said, if they don't take a quarterback in the first couple of picks, their first couple of picks first round, maybe they do jump, you know, late back in the first round, kind of what Minnesota did a couple of years ago with Teddy Bridgewater when he, you know, was sliding and, you know, so Minnesota jumps ahead, you know, gets the 32nd pick and takes Bridgewater and obviously, you know, had a great start of his career. Unfortunately, had that injury, you know, last year we missed all of last year's season, but that's kind of where Minnesota was thinking, is going, hey, let's go ahead and jump up and get him so we don't have to worry about that. So I think, again, if we start seeing some of these quarterbacks slide, I think people might jump up there, you know, and kind of jump back into the first round to be able to get these quarterbacks, you know, just so, again, they have them locked in there, so I don't have to worry about, you know, Friday night, you know, are they going to be able to get the quarterback who they want?
Nice. And, you know, of you know, Trubisky, I mean, I know you said Trubisky won and the Watson, Kaiser, Mahomes, Webb, but, I mean, when you look at these guys, I mean, who scares you the most just out of those five? And who do you think, you know, has the biggest upside out of the five?
I think that kind of comes down to DeShone Kizer. I think, you know, biggest upside, I think he's the guy who, you know, if he can put it all together, this guy can be a franchise quarterback. The problem is that he's in again, but he's the same thing. He scares you the most because he was inconsistent. Huh. But if you go back when he kind of came in there, you know, first in Virginia, you watch that Virginia tape, a guy who could make all the plays and do everything there, but then he kind of regressed as a redshirt, you know, sophomore. As a redshirt freshman, when he was out there just playing and not thinking and making plays and throwing and making his reads, he was great. When he started to think, you know, hey, I've got an opportunity to go play in the NFL, I thought he got a little bit tight. I thought he got a bit of, you know, not just going out there and playing and really trying to, instead of throw the ball, he was kind of trying to, you know, throw a dart and try to, you know, instead of just, you know, letting it go there. And I think that's where, hey, if he goes back to just playing loose and free and, you know, making his reads and letting the ball go, you know, I think he can be, like I said, a franchise quarterback. If he plays like he did last year at Notre Dame, I think that's where he's the biggest risk.
Yeah, that's excellent. And I think that's a great take. Once again, NFL draft guru, Justin Van Poulpen here on the C2P. You can follow him on Twitter at @JVanPoulpen. You can follow him there and find out what this guy is, you know, tweeting about in terms of draft news, because it is quickly approaching. You mentioned the top five, and those are the names I think most of people are accustomed to seeing. But with your expertise on the subjects, Justin, I mean, give us a couple guys that may not necessarily be household names that you think can kind of emerge and maybe, you know, put their foot in the door and make the 53-man roster.
Yeah, I think, obviously, you know, C.J. Beathard out of Iowa is a guy who a lot of people are talking about, you know, is probably in that first couple of rounds, but, hey, he's going to be a late-round guy who's probably going to get drafted, you know, there. Obviously, Josh Dobbs out of Tennessee, another guy who's probably a late round, you know, mid to late round prospect there. And then you've got a couple of D2 guys. Antonio Pickens there from Tiffin, who went to the Senior Bowl there. And, you know, another guy then, Garrett Fugate from Central Missouri, who Ian Rappaport had talked about on Good Morning Football here, that, you know, is kind of that sleeper there. You know, a guy I know well. You know, and a guy who's you know, had a torn ACL. If he doesn't have a torn ACL, he's a guy who probably goes to the East-West Shrine Game. Is a guy who's a lot more talked about, and that, you know, not just, hey, kind of whispers in that area, scouts, you know, that really like him and like his upside.
And that's where, you know, if a team likes a guy and they're hurt, you know, well, it obviously, you know, benefits a team where they can kind of get them on the cheap and don't have to kind of invest as much in terms of pick or even priority wise, you know, you kind of get a little lenient there, but that's part of the business. Justin, you're the best. We appreciate you stopping by for the 2017 NFL Draft quarterback preview show. And then we're going to be following up with the 2017 NFL Draft running back prospect preview show. But as always, we appreciate you folks listening. A big shout out to our guest today, the man who knows it all, Justin Van Poulpen, the draft guru. Justin, we always appreciate your time, my man.
No problem. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Once again, that is Justin Van Poulpen, the NFL draft guru. Can't wait to kind of get to the nooks and crannies of the running backs, and that podcast will be followed up as we bring you the skill positions of the 2017 NFL draft.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.